Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Have you heard about Innovation on the Edge with Microsoft Edge? It's a weekly podcast that explores the cutting edge of internet innovation and pop culture trends. Each week, we'll dig into how people are currently using the web to innovate, notable ways in which it's evolving, what its future might look like, and how we can create the future together. Welcome curious creators, disruptors, and innovators to Innovation on the Edge. Listen and download now at Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to the party, pal. It's Shift and Steer. We're all here, and that's never going to get old. I love it when people get a hold of me and text me or on social media, and they go, hey, pal. So, hey.
You know, like Stars or something runs Miami Vice, like commercial-free on their – and I watch it all the time, but I was sick like 2 weeks ago, and – I just sat in bed and just marathoned. They had a Miami Vice marathon, and I watched them watch 6 episodes of Miami Vice in one day.
I know. So I love that. So I love that show. It's
I awesome. Got palled out. Yeah.
And you know what's funny though is Charlotte will watch in the morning when I'm getting ready. She'll be watching like old episodes of I Dream a Genie and stuff like that. Yeah. And they're all using pal. You know, hey pal. Yeah. You know, and.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
Well, your new tag is Retro Brett.
Yeah. Hey, on today's show, we got a lot. We're gonna talk about California sticking their nose into it again because they're there for you. We're going to talk about some virgins, and we're also going to talk about crazy people. So it's a pretty action-packed show. But we're going to start out because – we're going to tell you about the 33rd Griot's Garage Pacific Northwest Nationals put on by Good Guys Rod and Custom. Good Guys Rod and Custom Association is coming to Puyallup, Washington for the 33rd Griot's Garage Pacific Northwest Nationals, taking place at the Washington State Fair and Event Center July 23 through the 25th. That was hard to say. You know why? Because I'm getting so excited about them having over 2,500 classic cars and trucks on display with a burnout competition, vintage dragster racing, you guys. Not just a display, but vintage dragster racing, which is always cool. Because those guys, they burn some rubber, baby. I mean, they go for it. There's also fun for the whole family, including live entertainment, pinstriper brush bash, model car displays, and a free kids zone. Plus, what we all like is a giant swap meet and cars for sale corral with hundreds of classic cars there. Tickets are on sale now. You can go over to good-guys.com. Free admission for children under 6. And you can use this promo code GGSHIFT. And then you get $5 off. So make sure you go to good-guys.com, get your tickets, and use GGSHIFT. For $5 off your spectator ticket, and that supports us, lets them know that you're listening, and see, it's like each of us pitched in, and we gave you $5 off your ticket. See?
Yeah. So all two of you, please use the code. Mm-hmm. And
Matt, who else is helping us right today?
Let me just mention our friends over at Geico real quick, because we love them.
Could you?
You know, maybe you own your home or you rent your home. I'm thinking of moving. I'm going to be renting a new place, I believe. And I'm going to have to get some insurance.
Are you still looking at that cliffside place in Pacific Palisades?
I look at it all the time, yes. The owner gets pissed every time I'm standing in his driveway looking at his place. Well, either way, whether you own it or you rent it, it can be a lot of hard work, but you know what's easy? It's bundling your policies with Geico. But Geico makes it easy to bundle your rent, your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. And that's a good thing because we already know you have so much to do around your home already. So just go to geico.com and get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.
Racing, rides, people, and places. With your hosts, Brad Banjo, Matt DeAndrea, and Aaron Hagar. New media for a new type of motorsport enthusiast.
Hey, I want to bring something right up. Okay, yeah. You guys remember, a couple shows back, my buddy was selling his Mitsubishi on Bring a Trailer, remember?
Yes.
He got just shy of 10 grand, didn't sell. He was a little bummed, and now he's even more bummed because now he's watching Bring a Trailer, and there was a bright red VR4 6-speed, and it went for $33,000. And he was like, he texted me.
But it was
me,
turbo.
Yes, and he texted me, and he goes, man, why is this one worth so much more than mine? It's got more miles. I go, well, maybe it could be
it's the turbo.
VR4, the turbo, and the 6-speed, you know?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah. And I go, you'll sell it and you'll get good money. Somebody will find it. You know, there's other places. I said, but no. But it was just
because yours was a Dodge Stealth.
Well, it's like the difference between here's a 6-cylinder Camaro that's in really nice shape, and here's a 69 Z28 with, you know, JL8, 4-wheel disc, cross ram, you know, wide one, get almost, you know, $400,000, and mine only got, you know, well, yeah, it's options. It's all about the options.
And no Boyd wheels.
Hey, I'm with you.
You know me. I've never, ever, 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 ever been a fan of street rods. I don't get it.
Wow, that's a pretty bold statement.
No, it's true. I'm with Pete Chaporis. I like the classics. I like the, you know, I'm very traditional when it comes to my tastes in hot rods. I never liked the street rod scene. In fact, when Jerry Cummington did Mom's little 53 Chevy pickup, it was fully street rotted. And I still to this day hate the dash. I've undone everything that he did that was street rod ish except the dash. And I have a donor that's been sitting in my yard for a couple of years that I have to cut the dash out and weld that old dash back in because he did all the billet gauges with all the classic industries. And he did the, you know, the tilt column, and it looks like an old Lance truck with a street rod dash.
Here's where I'll argue with you.
You don't like a modified, you don't like a modernized.
I do. But not in the 90s style street rods, you know, like the old, you know, wheels that you guys used to do with the matching steering wheel. And I never liked that.
But see, here's where I'll argue with you is there is a difference. There are the cars that you immediately, you're walking around and you go, oh, wow, that didn't age well. That turquoise pink graphics and there's so many that had all the bolt-on Mr. Gas or like you said, over-billetized, you know?
But matching everything.
If you look at like the very first car Boyd ever won, you know, the Grand National Roadster Show with, that was built for a customer in Texas. And it is just so clean and simple. Red.
Yeah.
It's Boyd red with that Ferrari, what they call cigar toned interior with a tan stitch. And it's just so simple and so nice. And then you look at, like, for instance, you know, and I'm partial to Michael's Roadster because, like I've told you guys before, I built that car kind of like if I was building it for myself. And it's again, it has some billet, but it doesn't have too much. A lot of the stuff's painted, and it's that classic red interior, black exterior with flames. and they're not the, the dated fun. You know, so no, there's all about, I mean, we can go back to muscle cars and look at muscle cars and go, a day two muscle car that's jacked up on air shocks and has Krager.
You know what's funny is
I guess I never liked the trends, you know.
When something innovative like this comes out, like billet, people go over the top on exposing the nature of it, right? Yeah. So CNC billet started coming out. People were like, we can make parts. It's going to be cool. And then everything ended up being like raw billet aluminum.
Yep.
But now look at some of the good hot rod builders that are out there that are using it because of the precision and what they can do.
Right.
But they're essentially hiding it. So you get a really nice quality piece, but then it's been powder coated or something, you know, like, look at all the speed core stuff between their 3D printing.
Oh my God.
Stuff like the billet stuff just kind of blends in a lot of the Ring Brothers stuff.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
You know, which is interesting because billet was the first big, and then carbon fiber started doing things in carbon fiber.
And you can overdo whenever carbon did fiber. It,
but
I do it all the time.
When we started doing carbon fiber, everything had to be exposed carbon fiber.
Yeah.
Right. And now look at some of the good builds that are out there where they're painting over the carbon fiber, maybe exposing a few things like a chevron or part of a stripe or a graphic or something like that. And then you start to realize like, hey, you know, we do love like a nice painted car, but maybe just expose a couple elements in the carbon fiber because it was overdone. So
you're absolutely right. And I think Brad too, to explain a little further, I always associate Boyd's because I wasn't into it back then. I really didn't notice the difference. I just didn't like the billet look or the billet scene or the street rod scene. And because we got one from someone who I didn't think did very good work then, I just did that association thing. Well, so I just
that
wrote
happens
it off,
a lot. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. But like when we were looking over Mikey's car and looking to the one he got that he wanted to retrofit and make it back to original, I could totally appreciate that because, like you said, it's an original. You know, it's a Led Zeppelin. You know, it's not a reproduction. You know, it's the originals. You know,
along the line of what Matt was saying too. You know, we've taken wheels and gone from, like you said, everything being bright shiny billet. Ooh, they got to be bright and shiny. To now doing so many
showcase
powder coats, so many, and we even have been doing some sets lately where we're making them look a certain way and making them look cast by bead blasting them after they're done.
Wow.
To give them a texture so that guys can have that retro look, but use the newer, bigger tires. And like, I'm building a set of wheels for my own cars right now where, you know, the old big and little.
We did it on the truck.
Yeah. There's that right there. And that's like, what's so great about it.
We did it in a billet to get the clearance and the different sizes and directional
precision.
And we could have easily just kept them chrome or polished or done with different color, but we both knew we're like, it's got to look factory. It's got to look.
Yeah.
But when you get up on it, you see the quality of the detail of the wheel. And you're like, that's a really, really nice wheel, you know, on the Lightning here.
And like, even how we did the caps on that one to make them look kind of take that same inspiration. But it's a new way of doing it. And that's what's so cool.
Well, speaking of caps, you owe me a set of caps.
I do. And I'm glad you mentioned that because I completely spaced it up. We've been so busy. Do a separate call off the air and remind me about that.
I just remembered it too. I walked by the Mustang because I was taking a picture the other day and I was like, there's no center cap. I was like, what else is going on? What's happening?
I want to ask you guys, did any of you guys watch the Virgin Galactic trip on Sunday?
Oh,
I watched some of the commentary stuff about it, but then it like timed out. So, you know, like they took an intermission. So, but it looked cool. At first I thought he was going to go and walk on the moon, but he just went out and turned around and came back.
No, they're not walking on the moon.
Way too high expectations for Richard.
I got to say, I wasn't, you know, I was like, oh, this is cool. But then I turned it on. I woke up on Sunday morning. It was on the news. And then And then they said, you know, the news got to a certain end. And so I streamed it off my TV, off my phone onto my TV and watched the Virgin Galactic stream. And I got to tell you, man, I really got into it. I got
it's amazing.
It made me realize that, holy crap, man, there's guys out there that are flying to the edge of space and we're doing podcasts and we're building Fox. And, you know, it made me feel really insignificant, but it also made me feel like this is really fucking happening. This is pretty cool. And now other guys are doing it. And,
one of the other guys' spaceship looks like a vibrator.
Yeah, well, his is a rocket ship, you know. But what it made me think about, one of the commentators, one of the people said that we're right on the cusp of where in like maybe the late 1800s or, you know, 20s or whatever. But, you know, we're like Spirit of St. Louis, they'll never make it. They'll never, you know, or these, you know, planes that were going transatlantic and it was a big deal. That's where we're at. And in another 30 years, people just might be doing it because it's not about going to space so much as that you could be in Paris or you could be in Dubai or wherever in like 40 minutes. You know, I mean, it's because of the way they skip off the atmosphere. And it got me thinking and it got me really intrigued. And I was really into it, almost to the point of where I went to their site and was going to buy a Virgin Galactic T-shirt. And then I said, I don't need to buy anymore T-shirts. I'm too cheap. And you guys, I've told the story about how I met Richard Branson once and he was very gracious, very nice, and seemed like just a really cool dude. So it was
neat. He didn't take you to space.
Well, he may. I have signed up for a ticket. I seriously have for 2022.
Oh, wow.
With Virgin Galactic.
Oh, badass, Brad.
And
you know, my son wants to do it too. He's like,
I would go in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think I would too. Matt said he'd go in a heartbeat. My son's been following the submarine trips down to see, oh man, I'm brain dead today. Anyway. Yeah. It's amazing. He wants to go up and he wants to go down. My son does. Yeah.
Well, the fascination of Titanic. Both of those, I totally understand, right? Like the deep sea dive, I think would be absolutely fascinating. But
to
space
see the
travel,
Titanic?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would go. But
just
space travel, of course, would
the,
just be.
You know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's still a very expensive venture. And, you know, so
how much is it to go to space? It's $1 million to go to space. It's $100,000 to see the Titanic.
Well, you will know it's 250,000 to go up on like the Virgin Galactic thing.
And, oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And now you can do it like I did it. I bought a lottery ticket and it's they're selling. You can buy them for like $50 on Omaz and it's it goes to charity.
Yeah.
And they're going to. And I, you know. You guys are familiar with that Omaz. They've got all those cool cars that they're always selling. Peterson Museum put stuff up. And so they're doing one, and they're going to choose one person. Everybody's got an equal chance, and you get to go.
Well, it's you and a buddy, isn't it?
You and a buddy. They fly you to New Mexico on a jet. You meet Richard Branson. You go up. You come back down. Then you have dinner with Branson. And, I mean, hell, I threw $50 at it. Why not? You know,
it's
worth a try. So,
Matt, he could have put 1,000 in there and had a better chance of winning.
I could have, but
he put $50 in.
That's right.
Because he's cheap.
But I did put in the code.
He's
to get
retro Brad,
extra tries
the cheap
for free.
Yeah. Right.
So.
All right. Well, make sure I'm your buddy when you win.
What's that? Oh yeah. Who's
make
gonna?
Sure
yeah,
buddy,
we're gonna have to do the. Here, let's do it right now. Come on, you guys. Paper, scissors. Ready? Come on, Aaron. Let's see.
I'm doing it.
No, paperclip. So,
fingernail clippers. Fingernail clippers win every time.
Hey, did you guys see Ford's electric car sales exceeded their gas-powered sales?
Yeah. Is that because the gas ones are back-ordered for
a
year?
That was my first
I was letting their PR machine do the job.
Yeah. That was going to be my first question. Would be like, well, there's a chip shortage. Everything's on hold. So why not put the chips in the Mach-E's to get them out there? Because that's where all the buzz is.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, the Mach-E is pretty amazing, though.
Doesn't the Mach-E require a chip, too? I mean, come on.
It does, but the allocation will go to those cars first.
Yeah.
Right? So there's not zero chips. They're just, you know, trickling in.
Okay, and well, then let's say that they shipped 2,465 Mach-Es versus 2,240 gasoline-powered Mustangs.
The Mach-E, I'll say this. I drove it. I like it. Very interested in the GT and GT performance pack that's coming out. Very highly reviewed. just regarded as an all-around better package than almost anything else is out there. It just won like Car and Driver or something award. But it's still new technology.
Yeah.
And as things happen, you got to understand that the fixes may not be readily available. I was able
to get... Especially if it's a chip.
That's right. I was able to get a friend into a very early Mustang Mach-E and loved it, and then went and plugged it in to charge it, whatever, the fourth or fifth time, and it started making a noise, like a kind of a jet engine noise, and it wouldn't stop, and then took it into the dealer, and it's been there for weeks. They have no idea how to fix it.
It had a turbine motor in it.
They have no idea how to fix it because it hasn't happened yet, and everything has to go back to Ford, has to go back to the factory, and then... Yeah. You know, Ford's like, it could be a software update, and, you know, but we haven't even written the software for it yet, you know, to update. And then they got to send a corporate guy out to kind of figure it out. And, you know, like there's definitely some obstacles with it. Now, this is just one issue. I don't know how many other issues are out there or if there are issues, but look, like a lot of things in the technological world, if you're an early adopter, you are going to have to go through some of the growing pains, right? Like any Tesla and any cell phone, any flat screen TV, like there's going to be a few issues.
There's two things, Matt, with that problem that your buddy had, which is number one, that's why we all drive old cars. Okay. That's right. Number two,
a hammer, a screwdriver, and duct tape.
Number two is that wouldn't have happened over at Tesla because, you know, Elon would have got the call. He would have hustled down and made some poor guy, some programmer, work all night so he could download that the next day, you know? He wouldn't have sent some guy out from corporate and done all that.
Now, well, he certainly would have made sure we weren't talking about it on the podcast.
Yeah, you talk about hearing a weird fan noise.
Yeah, right? That's for sure.
Speaking of that, did you hear about Chevy's problem with the Volts? With the Bolts, the Bolts.
No.
That they are telling people to park them outside while charging and because they've had a little problem with them burning down.
Oh, no.
I mean, how would you like to have an electric car if they say, you know, maybe keep it 30 feet from your building while you're charging it?
So basically, it's like that series of phones that we're catching on fire to.
There you go.
Are they using the same batteries? Did they buy some cheap batteries from an old phone company?
Right. Yeah. The leftover batteries.
It says, Chevy Bolt owners are warned, don't park. I thought it would load by the time I could get it and sound. Okay. Don't park indoors. It says two Chevrolet Bolts recently caught fire after they were repaired as part of a recall. This is in the New York Times. And it says that now owners of Chevy Bolts from 2017 through 2019 are urged to park their vehicles outdoors after charging and avoid leaving them alone while charging. So I guess you have to babysit.
Man.
Babysit your car outside. So
electric
cars 50,000.
I'm driving a Volkswagen ID4, the all electric Volkswagen. And it's plugged up here in my warehouse. I'm staring at it right now, and I am not going very far as it is plugged in. I'm definitely keeping an eye on it just in case.
Wow.
Which is, by the way, that car, a little bit pre-production, has a couple of little issues. I think it has a future. I think it'll be interesting. The one thing about these electric cars I don't really understand is why you got to make it like an iPhone on the interior? You want to talk about the worst design element. Now, this is just a trim thing. It's not functional design. It has a white steering wheel.
Oh,
that's not going to get dirty at all. No.
It has a white steering wheel, and it's a press car. So you're telling me I was like, come on. It's
yes, but the white steering wheel has an antibacterial, anti-stain coating on it.
I don't care what the hell it's made out of.
No, Matt. Well, you forgot to take your black gloves with you.
Yeah, right.
No, white gloves. It is a white glove.
White gloves. You have to white glove.
People driving with their white gloves, and they're like, you know,
hello, you didn't get my black glove joke.
I got you. I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
Hell, these things stain my hands when I put them on.
I just read an article just yesterday about why are electric vehicles so drastically different than normal cars. And they gave the list of, you know, normal things like, you know, well, it doesn't have a trans tunnel because it doesn't have a transmission, and it doesn't have a grill because it doesn't have to have a radiator and all these things. But then it went into what you were saying, Matt, about how, but why do they have to look like robots? Why do they have to be, you know, it was just crazy.
Because the robots are coming, Brad.
They are.
The robots are coming.
Look, I know a guy that is a big Porsche collector. He's well-funded.
Oh, is this Adam Carolla?
It's not. It is not Adam Carolla. This guy is.
It's the other guy. It's the other funny guy.
This guy's like a insurance guy, something boring. It's always like insurance or something, right?
Attorney.
Has the old Porsches, has all the modern Porsches. I think he's on the list for that AMG One, that like AMG supercar that's been floating around, like just cool as shit.
Wow.
He had a Porsche Taycan, and after about 6 months or so, he's like, I just can't do it. It's just terrible. He's like, the ergonomics of it. It was a functional issue to the interior of the car. And which is interesting because he said in theory, he liked the vehicle, just not what was happening on the inside. So I think his plan was get rid of the Taycan and get the sister car when it's out, the Audi GT, the all electric four door Audi, which I actually think is a better looking car, same platform, new interior, and the exterior I think is better looking than the Porsche Taycan. If you look it up, the Audi GT, it might be called an e-tron GT.
It's good looking. It is good looking.
Oh yeah.
Nice. Very pleasant. I like the 2K.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. That thing's gorgeous. It does look like an Audi version of a Taycan.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But just a low roof and a high belt line and a long hood. And it really is pretty.
Yeah, it's good. And I love that quote unquote sport back too, you know, like the, like the RS7 and all those have, you know.
Oh, and RS5. I just saw that RS7. People were coming up to me going, that's a good looking car.
I was like, my wife has wanted one for ages, and I almost got her one last year, but I looked at it and I drove it and I'm like, man, this is a big car.
It's a big car. It's fast.
It is fast, man. I think the one I drove to was modified a bit, and it was white, you know, was absolutely beautiful. But
I saw one on the freeway, headed over to my wheel factory the other day, and it was wrapped in flat black with matte gold wheels. It looked bad.
Oh, wow. Bad. Yeah.
It looked really good. Yeah. And I'm not a flat black. I just don't like flat black on new cars.
Yeah,
especially if they don't wash them. They look horrible. But this one looked really, really good.
You mean like my flat black shoebox out front? It needs a good washing. You know, I got to say that thing is really hard to wash. So I have to pressure wash it, give it just a really light touch, pressure wash it, and then let it air dry. Because if I
rub on it, it gets shiny.
Nightmare. But what happens is all the little window sills and everything drips, and then I got to try to wipe those down. So I got to rewash that area.
You don't hit it with like an air gun or like a. You don't hit it with like an air gun
air
or something?
Hose or
just
something?
Try to air.
Well, I actually just got one. And let me tell you, folks, don't buy the cheap one because it's no better than an air compressor hose. Buy the expensive one, which I didn't buy. So anyway, I have a blow dryer type thing that works mediocrely. But yeah, I'm actually going to wash it because I got to move it this weekend. So I'm going to wash it again and see if I can blow out those corners. But I'm going to have to blow out those corners and then wash it again.
Yeah.
Because I think when I blow them out, it's going to blow all that crap out of there. But I think it's a PPG Hot Rod Black, and man, it's real matte black. It's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real matte black paint, and man, it is. I'll never do it again.
Matt loves it when you say that.
Since you're going to wash it, you know what you need? Meguiar's.
Oh yeah. Matt.
Yeah.
Tell us, Professor.
Let me tell you a little bit what's going on with Meguiar's. You know, over the last few years, Meguiar's has launched the next generation of protective products specifically geared toward DIYers like Aaron. They have their hybrid ceramic line of products, their hybrid ceramic spray wax. It's in the bright blue bottle. It's the advanced SiO2 hybrid technology. Delivers ceramic wax protection and durability beyond traditional wax. They also have their hybrid ceramic liquid wax. It's the same long-lasting ceramic protection, but in an easy-to-use liquid wax. And, of course, their hybrid ceramic spray detailer for in-between boosted maintenance. It removes dust, fingerprints, bird droppings, and more. It's a great product, super easy to use. And then, of course, their new product, the hybrid ceramic wash and wax. It's in the bright orange bottle. It's a unique two-liquid system. You blend it into one bucket. It washes, cleans, protects at once. So Meguiar's, they have a hybrid ceramic solution for everyone. It's ceramic made easy. It's Meguiar's.
A word from our friends at Geico. Maybe you own your home or you rent your home. Either way, it can be a lot of work, but you know what's easy? It's bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And that's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around your home already. Just go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Now, let me tell you something about DIY.
I like that bucket.
Yeah.
So DIY is actually an acronym for dumb idiot youths, which my uncle used to call us when we were kids.
Youths?
Look at him. DIYs out there, you know what that means? Dumb idiot youths, except he said youths.
Youths, dumb idiot youths. There's two other things I just want to hit on real quick before we run away.
Matt, hit
them. One is the Bronco from Hennessy. Well, also some lunatic jumped off a bridge, but Brad can tell us about that.
Crazy guys.
Hennessy had launched their version of they do their Velociraptor packages, and they're saying for the Ford Bronco, they're going to have a Velociraptor 400. I guess they've already been tuning one of the Badlands ones, which is the 2.7 liter twin turbocharged V6. They got 405 horsepower out of it, which I think the stock is 415. So it's 315 horsepower, 415 pound feet of stock, and they went from 330 horsepower to 405, and 415 pound feet of torque to 503. So they got a healthy little jump on just a tuning package for it. So it's going to be kind of interesting.
They're going to build 200 of those, and they're only $80,000.
$80,000. Yeah. But here's the other thing is
they're awesome looking too.
They are. They're good looking.
Is, you know, recently Shelby American said, hey, if you want a badass Raptor, but you don't want the EcoBoost engine, they'll basically Shelbyify a Ford F-150, Fox shocks, lifted, all wheel, you know, four wheel drive. Obviously they start with the base 5 liter engine. It'll cost you $107,000, or you can get for $114,000 the supercharged. This includes the price of the truck, so it's all in. you get the supercharged version. So if you don't like the 450 horsepower Raptor, the Shelby truck is 775 horsepower on 93 octane. So,
but and it's a V8. It's not a four.
That's right. They start with the 5 liter V8.
Right.
They do it that way.
Well, you know, Hennessy also, has a 758 horsepower Bronco too.
Yes.
For a compatible 125, right?
If they do, it's got to be an engine.
Two and a quarter, I think.
Oh, is it that much?
Yeah, so you could either fly to space or you could have a Bronco with 800 horsepower.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, 225.
Which one would be, you guys?
My mistake.
Would you, if they said you're going to fly to space, have a once-in-a-lifetime experience on Virgin Galactic, or you'll have this Bronco that you can drive for many years to come?
For me, Bronco. That's easy. Space.
Bronco.
Bronco? Really?
Wow. Yeah.
I'm taking space. I can build that goddamn Bronco. I got enough cars.
Hear me out. Because when Elon Musk's brain leech comes out, I can grab that experience from you like I did it for a fraction of the price and have a Bronco.
That's it. I'll strap a GoPro to my helmet. You don't have to go anywhere.
Hey, do you guys ever... Do you ever get really pissed off with traffic? You know, one of those traffic jams where you just feel like you've been sitting forever. Everybody's getting out of their car, standing on their door sill, trying to strain and see.
Jumping off a bridge, Brad. I felt like jumping off a bridge yesterday.
Well, some crazy dude in Louisiana did it. I sent you guys the video. This guy was just standing there, and all of a sudden he went, "That's it!" And he just
we're not talking.
It was a serious bridge. That was a long ways down.
Yeah, it was. And when he jumped over the edge, he was like, "Oh shit!" You can see it in his face. But here, it's so staged because he's leaned up against the bed of the truck that they just barely catch at the beginning of the video. Like he was pushing off of the truck, right, to get enough speed. And I think that was coming. It wasn't a spontaneous thing.
Well, the I watched the news. Did you watch the newscast?
I'm watching it actually right now.
On the newscast, they talked to the guy. And he goes, I'm just so frustrated. I was standing. So finally, I just said, "I'm going to jump." And they were like, "Yeah, right." And he did. And then he said that when he hit the water, he hurt his shoulder. And then he realized, oh, wait, there's current. And he got washed down. He didn't get out of the water for an hour. And then a boat finally pulled him out. And then he got arrested.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, the jump is what's going to screw you up. And he didn't realize you can't swim back to shore. The current was too strong.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't see anything on this that was well thought out.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Well, except they filmed it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, because if they hadn't filmed it, if they hadn't filmed it, it would just be like, oh, he did not. Or it wasn't that tall a bridge. That's what, a 25-foot, 30-foot drop that he's jumping off there?
Oh, who knows? But it's
pretty good.
And murky water.
I was just going to say that water is dirty as all hell.
And you know what?
Paint that color.
The thing about rivers like that people forget is that there could be a tree stump under there. There could be who knows what, man. You could,
a mafia car.
There could be, a bridge.
There could be a Lincoln.
You know, you could have a dump truck down there that hit a bridge. And knocked it 6 feet off of its support, like that fool in, where was it, Florida or Georgia or something? I mean, how does a guy drive down the freeway in a dump truck and put his dumper up and not know it? And wouldn't he look out the back window and go, "Hey, my dumper's going up, and maybe I should slow down."
My dumper's going up.
My dumper is malfunctioning.
Yeah. This week on Shift and Steer, Brad's dumper is going up.
We're talking about getting your dumper up.
So, oh, my gosh. I love you guys.
Dumper up, maybe we just call it a day.
I think we're throwing in the towel. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, pal. All right, guys. Hey, Matt, where can they find us online?
Check us out at shiftandsteer.com. You can follow me at Motorator on social media. And you can follow Drink Bravago on social media. Go to Drink Bravago on all the social medias.
There you go.
Double A Run?
Yeah, you can find me, Aaron Hagar, on the internet. I'm always doing stuff. Life is good. Can't complain. It's cooling off.
Yeah.
And don't you have, aren't you going to promote your Frankie Whiskey?
The Frankie Whiskey. Yeah, frankievomit.com. 400 right. proof.
Hey, and everybody, find me on Instagram at Bradley_Fanshawe. And bondspeedwheels.com or on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
everybody, thank you. Guys. Thanks to our sponsors. And we'll be back next week, pal.
Yeah. And check out Bring a Trailer. They have a tank.
I have a tank. Thank you for that.
Bring a Trailer should sponsor us.
I'm so done with you guys.
Did you see Matt? He had such a smile on your face. Every time you said Matt Black, he'd go. All right. Bye, everybody.
It's Black.
Cheers. If you like this show, also listen to Man Seeks Adventure and Dixon's Wild Ride. You can find Man Seeks Adventure at manseeksadventure.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If you're on a GLP-1, you're probably loving the results. But how do you feel? All of those side effects can take a toll. So now what? Get to GNC. We'll help with solutions to address those side effects and keep you going on your journey. GNC.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.